Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is our Wednesday program, and the date is 5-11-11. So, since we have a couple of 11s here and a 5, let's clear those. Remember, we did an odd harmonic clearing for numbers the other day. So let's do it again here, and just see how your body's responding to being locked into the odd harmonics of this day. So here we go. We'll first clear the 5. So 1, 2, 3. If I can get through this one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do the first 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And second 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. I just lost half my energy here. So let's do our life force energy, everybody. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. You want to say it out loud? If you felt a bit tired too, I now increase my life force energy. I'm still yawning. How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm stifling yawns because I didn't put the mute on.
Okay.
Yeah,
here we go.
And
we have our guest on today, Larry. How are you doing? Are you feeling tired too, or just me and Carrie?
No, I'm feeling pretty energetic right now, Ron.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Great. You can carry the show then. Here we go. So
I now increase
my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Got it again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. So we have our special guest today, Larry. We'll put Carrie on first here to see if anything is on the fast chat that might be new and exciting or whatever. So, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of people on the fast chat saying hello already. There's Dulce and Sarah and Aubriana. That's a new name. Welcome, Aubriana. That's a nice name. Eric, Tom, Janice, Rhonda, Andrew, Mike, Holly, Chia, Ed, Marie, Amy, and Joe all saying hello. And Joe is pointing out that 11 plus 11 plus 5 equals 27, and 2 and 7 equal 9.
The movie 9 and District.
9. Yeah.
And number 9, I guess, or
yep.
Like that, yeah.
Number 9, District 9, all those things.
May.
I think have been titled.
The month of May.
McCann. So, let's bring on drum roll here, and we'll have Larry come on.
Okay, so Larry is sponsoring the show again tonight. So, Larry, thank you so much for doing that. And I know you have a bunch of interesting questions for Ron this evening. So now that we've increased our life force energy, you want to jump in with your first question, Larry?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Siri and Ron. Thank everybody for being here tonight. My first question is this. Ron, my questions are mainly centered on the mind energies. People talk to darkness, and they think this is the light talking to them. As an example, there was a psychic who said, you know, we listen to the mind energies, and they tell us to give up our life and do what they say. They punish us if we don't. So, Ron, do you have a comment and a clearing for alien mind control?
Yeah, so that's a very good thing, Larry, because a lot of people hear voices. Remember, your spirit does not ever talk to you unless you ask it to communicate with you. That's one of the nice things about the light is that which would be your spirit with you is that you must, like Jesus said, knock and the door will be open. So if you don't connect to your spirit, then it's never going to talk to you because it can't. It can't go against free will, free choice of you. So if you don't want to hear something or connect with that energy. It's not going to beat you over the head with it. So, yeah, if you do hear voices, et cetera, in your head or have or do or are told to do different things, that's bad. So now we'll get into the alien mind control thing. So let's do a programming release here. This is for, like, implants. So let's do some, what do you think, Larry? Implants of ears, would that work for you?
That sounds pretty good to me, Ron.
Okay, ear implants. So here we go, everybody. Taking away the ones from your left ear. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now do the right ear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, Larry.
Okay, so thank you for that. And my next question is, sometimes the voice tells people commit suicide, so the person may cut their wrists after dedicating to these voices, maybe in a church system or something like that. They do that sometimes. So the voices only seem to be using them. Do you have any information about this, Ron?
Yeah, the voices that your people hear is typically entities. Some people who do psychic readings will tend to get information and hear something. So it's typically entities coming to you. Some people call the entities angels. Remember, it all depends how you want to have your little business run if you're doing readings. Naturally, if you said you're, like I say, channeling a trash collector that died in 1962, you probably wouldn't get much business. And that emotional body could have a lot of good valid stuff because it lived here more recently, where if you bring forth, I'm channeling angels, et cetera, you don't know what you're channeling. So you may have actually better information with somebody who actually physically lived here rather than an entity or an alien or something that may not have been here for a long time or has never been here. So that's the problem, is that these things can tell you what to do. And remember, the light does not do anything like that. So once you realize that the light doesn't channel, then it gives you a whole different way to look at things, because you must ask to have your spirit get connected to you. And then you have to do the mind-to-heart drop to understand and do that connection. So yeah, the negative things is that these entities can give you addictions, everything else. And that's the light of the darkness also coming forth with people who do readings, et cetera, claiming that they're using light, because light can never channel. But that's those people would not like me to tell them that. But that's the fact, because it would be in judgment if light channeled anything, because you already have it. You don't need to really know more about who and what you are, because you're already it. You just have to connect to that source within, the divine source of light within you, to have that connection. And anything that tells you what to do is typically not going to be of the light. Although there are times that maybe you might have something helping you around you, maybe one of your parents passed on or something, or a relative, and those emotional bodies can still be with you, and they can at times give you some information that might be helpful. But as a general rule, you always want to go to your heart first and find out what's being told to you and if it's valid for you, because your spirit will only allow light to come into your body and for you to perceive that light. So back to you, Larry. I hope I answered that question for you, okay?
That sounds pretty good to me. So sometimes the voices, Ron, they say that they're Jesus spirits, or they imply this as they work through you, that shed their blood for them, so they should dedicate to them. But isn't it true that these spirits may have never reincarnated or shed blood for them? Do you have a comment or clearing for low self-esteem?
Sure. So let's do a self-esteem clearing here. So sometimes these energies could come here, and like you could, I know there's been a lot of people seeing Mother Mary with the eyes, crying, blood, or maybe people have the scenario where their hands actually bleed, the palm of their hands. They think that they're a martyr at that point, and that they're bringing in this divine energy from Jesus because they're having that same stigmata that he had, in a sense. But that's just the darkness coming through, unfortunately, because the light would never do anything like that. So let's do a clearing here. So what would you like a clearing for, Larry?
For low self-esteem.
Okay. Here we go. So let's. This would kind of be similar to what we have on the self-empowerment page here. So let's do a clearing for low self-esteem. Here we go. And there's all different levels of this, too. So think of something, everybody, that you wish to have released from you, and we'll release that issue. Here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Larry.
Okay, Ron, my following question is, in the movie The Exorcist of Emily Rose, and I'll repeat that in case people are writing this down, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, it was out in 2005, Emily's spirit left her body. The dark spirits took over. She returned to her body and developed a continuous seizure of epilepsy and died. Do you have a comment about this?
Wow, yeah. It's hard to say how and why her spirit left her, number one. Not seeing the movie, but yeah, that can happen sometimes. The spirit might maybe even be seeing the alien death barcode and it decided to leave, number one. That could be why it could have left. Number two, it could have maybe the person was doing astral projection or something, and that could be one reason why the spirit would not be with the body. Maybe this strong force actually kicked out the spirit out of the body, too. That can happen. So when your spirit is not with you, your physical body can be taken over, possessed. That happens a lot of times with people. That's why you hear people saying, gee, I didn't do that. And you know that you did it, or they know that you did it, but you say, no, I didn't do that. Well, they weren't here. So the fact that they're not here means that their spirit is not, in their body, so they don't have that consciousness. So that happens also. So with her, it probably became much more dramatic, and, the problems occurred, and unfortunately, the person, the lady died because of that. There was a couple movies on that I saw, and I think they were... was it Possession? Either one of you two watch those two movies, number one, number two? Was that what it was?
Those freaked me out too much. I didn't see either of those, I'm afraid. Did you see them, Larry?
No, I'm not sure about those. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I actually had I watched them, and it was quite revealing to what could happen. Unfortunately, you know, the people in the movie, you know, actually died from this here, but you know, from an entity coming in. But that's kind of what you know happens. So it's just a really sad thing as to, you know, how and why things are going on with these energies. So I guess back to you, Larry. Yeah, it's anything I can add on that, do you think, or anything?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I think it's a tragedy that she had to suffer that. She, the priest tried to exorcise her, and he didn't have enough light. I think that was a real tragedy. He tried. He liked her very much, that wanted to help her, but he didn't have enough light. I thought that was very sad.
Yeah, so he probably just was being run by the darkness, too, as it would come in trying to do an exorcism then. Is that what happened, and he couldn't protect her?
Yes, that's what happened. And the doctor gave her some medication, and they said that the medication would work, you know, after a number of months. But the professionals, they say that if the medication is given for pain or something, anywhere between 6 and 8 weeks, or after that time, they get addicted and they can't get off the medication. So that's sort of something to look at, too, I think, isn't it?
Yes, definitely that would be a problem, too. Yeah, everything that deals with not having your spirit with you, most people don't necessarily have that kind of problem, but it can definitely happen. This is why you always want to, you know, have your spirit with you in your body. You know, you can do the finger exercise to see where you are, if you're in the present moment or past or future. You can also, you know, command your spirit to be back with you and, you know, get rid of the entities. So everything, you know, has a problem when you're not in your body completely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, when I was at the New Life Expo in New York, there's a booth there and the top person's promoting out-of-body experiences. And I asked him why he's doing that, and he goes, well, it's wonderful. I go, well, it's dangerous. He goes, oh, no, it's not. No way, you know. I go, okay, you know, but it's very sad. Even guided meditations can do that. Remember, you may have seen people doing a guided meditation, and sometimes they don't come back right away. I personally have seen that a few times with people, you know, years and years ago. And, you know, you have to kind of shake the person a little bit. Maybe they turn ice cold, and they finally come back, hopefully, at least the ones that I've seen do. Or had, you know, come back, but normally it takes them a couple of minutes. So where are they? Were they actually being held captive someplace on a parallel universe? And by shaking the body, the spirit finally was able to break away to come back to the body that is responsible for. Many questions there, but if you do feel yourself getting cold any time, that means that your spirit's probably not with you. So back to you, Larry.
Okay, so then I was wondering, Ron, there's a lady whose husband beat her up. So then the husband went to the store, and the dark spirits told the lady, she could handle that. Don't worry, you can handle this. But then she broke this illusion, and she said, that's crazy. I can't handle this. And she ran next door and called 911. And then the judge gave him, the husband, 6 years in prison. But she still suffered from abandonment. So can we get a comment on this and a clearing for spiritual abandonment?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, some people are disempowered that way, and maybe the entities actually are running their life, not knowing that. So, you know, it's up to everybody to become more conscious of what they're doing. It sounded like with her that maybe that was a pattern that they were running with her, and she finally kind of got her spirit with her, which could be just by accident, and she decided that she didn't want to have that happen to her any longer. So let's do one for abandonment here, and we'll do one for healing. if you felt that you were ever abandoned by your spirit. Normally, it's the other way around. See, we all think that our spirit must always be with us, and that would be nice if it would, but remember, if you don't talk to your spirit, it can get kind of bored being with you, and it can't wait to leave at night to go out and do something, but it's waiting for the whole day for you to knock on the door and to say hi or something, you know, and get some assistance, because it can't interfere with your life unless you ask. And so the dark side takes advantage of that situation, and they will actually bring forth the light of the darkness spirit in the mind to talk to you. And this is what a lot of people have talking to them. When you ask them if they're if talking to their spirit or if they're heart-centered, they may say yes. Well, were they heart-centered? Are they heart-centered in the light of the darkness? And that could be the case too. So, and they say, I get my spiritual guidance all the time. Well, if they don't do the mind to heart drop, believe me, more than likely they're not connected, because you have to do that mind to heart drop to actually feel the energy, and then you're out of judgment. So that's kind of a difficult situation too, because when you are in peace energy, there's no judgment. So you may always want to, in a sense, to get information, maybe be 99% light and 1% darkness of mind, so that you can have some good discernment and to see what's happening. For myself, I have to continuously kind of bounce back and forth into both realms in order to bring forth information for people, because I have to read the darkness. I have to come into darkness to read it and then pop out of it to get my information. And a lot of you may do the same thing too. So you do have to, unfortunately, live in darkness here to be able to survive. So, but it's much nicer to be in light. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll do one for spirit abandonment. And so ideally your spirit will be saying, yeah, I want to have this clearing for this body that I'm in, because a person's not talking to me. But a lot of people think that their spirits abandon them because the spirit doesn't talk to them, and it never can unless you approach it. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for this here. And remember, your spirit's fine. Doesn't need to have a clearing for this, but for people who think that they've been abandoned by source energy, a lot of people probably think that because they don't understand that they have to reach out to connect it. So here we go. We had that wonderful connection. So we'll do this clearing, see if it helps you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, back to you.
Okay, great. So, Ron, sometimes it seems that we're like a mouse running into a maze to get that piece of cheese, and all we wind up with is a mouse trap. We look for acceptance and keep running back to the aliens for help. Do you have a comment about getting free and healing for alien panic attack removal?
Oh, that'd be a good one. Okay, let's do that one here. Yeah. So this is for people who may have a lot of anxieties, not knowing where they come from. And remember, they will give you a panic attack, because that's the way that they can get a lot of energy from you. So let's first do one for anxiety, and then we'll go deeper with a panic attack. So this is anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do one for a panic attack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. beep or not. Did you hear a beep, Larry or Carrie?
I think I did,
caller online?
Yeah. Is anybody there? Hello,
I'm here. Yes. Hi.
Hi,
Carrie. It's Kathy. Hi, Ron and Larry.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks. Good. Larry, you, your question made me, and Ron's answer made me wonder about something, and that is, you know, talking to our spirit in addition to doing the mind-to-heart drop. And when Ron answered your question, it made me realize that I really don't do the mind-to-heart drop every time I do the clearings online. And perhaps I should be doing those. Perhaps I should be more conscious of doing that, because so many of the clearings also do have the spirit integration portion of it. And how effective could that be if I'm, you know, not even asking it to come back? So I appreciate your comment on that, Ron.
Yeah, that's very good. Because you do want to do that quite often. I'm sure, Larry, you might know also, you know, by doing all these clearings and stuff, that the mind-to-heart drop is very important.
Yes,
you want to shed
true.
Some light on that, Larry, a little bit, what you've experienced?
Well, when you're in trouble or you're in that thing where the things don't seem like they're balancing between you, yourself, and other people, I would do the mind-to-heart drop at that time, whether it's before the healings or with other people, to keep in touch with the light of the other person or the light of their conversation with the other person, whatever the case may be.
Yep, that's good. So yeah, you always want to look for the gift in things too. Sometimes, as we go through life, things that might be kind of negative to us, there's always like something in the negativity that could be like a little small blessing. It may not seem that way at first, but sometimes there's always something in there that might be helpful, or at least to have you get back to your center and to connect to your spirit so that things can be nicer. So, Larry, anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I guess that ends my question, Ron. I'd like to ask a request for four divine healing, four divine energy requests.
Okay, do we still have the caller on?
Yeah, I'm still here, but go ahead.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we do some clearing?
Just a quick question about amber blood.
Oh, yeah, that we did that on the Ascension calls. That's coming up this Saturday.
Yes, and I intend to be on that like I've been, but I do get a lot of blood panel done with my doctor, and I just wondered if, you know, what exactly the purpose, what exactly is does the amber blood do? I mean, I don't need to know exactly, but I guess it's just to enhance or cleanse.
Yeah, I'm going to give you, in fact, we'll do it right now for everybody, give you a little sample of this here. Are you guys
Great.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. So bring in some of the amber blood. This is a higher frequency blood that we normally would not have, but we have it now when we do this. And it allows your body to hold more light. It may not show up on a blood test, but you're going to probably all feel a difference here. So here we go. We're going to bring in the amber blood. So stronger. Just sit back and relax. See how it feels to you. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, how do you feel, Kathleen?
Thank you. I feel pretty much the same. it always takes me a little while to actually tune in, but I always feel good. So thank you for that and answering my question and for your assistance tonight. And to you too, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome, Kathleen.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye, Kathy.
Okay, Larry, what do you want to have done next?
Okay, I have here, Ron, the four divine energy requests. I was wondering if I could request four pictures to be cleared, and maybe the listening audience could request four objects in their home, too, and think about what they'd want to have cleared.
Okay, so we'll do a clearing here, so you could all maybe think of something. You know, you might want to clear maybe a lamp that's nearby. That's possible. Remember, it'll take, everything has energy in it, so just kind of think what you want to have cleared that's in close proximity to you. Here we go. So you have to think of something. One thing at a time, we'll do four different objects here. So here we go. To clear the first one, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, object number two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, object number three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And object number four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and we have a birthday here coming up. So that means that we can go to the light ship to have a birthday party. Would you like that, Larry?
That's wonderful to me.
And what's your favorite cake?
Well, I'm thinking cherries with white white icing on it with a nice. I like gingerbread. Gingerbread is I've always liked that.
Okay, so here we go. You can now request what you like, and we're going to go to the light ship. I'll count to five. We'll go to the food court, and we'll have some cake. So here we go. Going up to the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. And since Everett's requesting or having a birthday tomorrow, not that he's requesting a birthday, but if anybody else is having a birthday this month, we'll also wish you a happy birthday. So here we go. We're going into the food court now. We're getting a little piece of cake about the size of your pencil eraser on a pencil. Not a lot. And there's all different types of cakes there. And we're singing happy birthday now to Everett. And having the cake be put underneath our tongue. We can get seconds and thirds if we wish. So here we go. It's coming into our mouth now. And we'll get seconds if you like. Another one here. Okay. And maybe thirds if you like. Might start feeling yourself full. Here we go. That's great. And the Life Being Choir is now singing happy birthday to Everett and whoever else requested a birthday. And here we go. Coming back from the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, I guess, Larry.
Okay, I'm pretty much finished up here, Ron, with my request. So I think I can fade out and let you and Larry take over.
Okay, so thank you, Larry, for being a sponsor. We really appreciate that. At least I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you for having me. Bye.
I'm sure everybody else enjoyed your wonderful questions there and the energy of you being on the program.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. Okay, Carrie, I guess back to you.
Okay, well, we've had quite a few comments on the different healings that you have done. I'm just going back a couple of pages on the fast chat so that I can read some of these. When you were doing the removing the implants from our ears in response to one of Larry's questions, I know I was feeling that. I didn't feel it on my left, but I felt it on my right side for both of the ones that you took out. And Amy is saying that the ear clearing affected her jaw. And Bonnie is saying that her left ear felt like it went hollow, or I guess a sphere kind of feeling in it, like being like a connection to another world. And then her right ear felt more full of space and air after you did the clearing. So that's kind of interesting. And then Janice had a request for a clearing for her tongue. And she says she doesn't have a pain in it or anything, but she feels like something's in there. So is there a clearing you can do for tongues?
Well, let's look at implants. We've been talking about that earlier, so let's try some energetic implants here. Here we go. Everybody kind of check your tongues out. We'll work on the tongues here. So here we go. Count to 10 to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how your tongue is doing there. If you can get back on the fast chat and let us know here. Let's get rid of entities. Entity release for the tongue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie-doke. So I'll see what that does. My saliva is changing. How's your saliva doing, Carrie? Is it changing on you? Or?
Yeah, mine's gone into overdrive.
Okay, so let's do
having
a clearing here.
Saliva.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's get rid of some alien waste products here. Maybe we're dealing with that here. So we'll get rid of energies that are attached to our tongue. These are the alien critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Alien poisoning in our tongues. 1, or on our tongue. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's keep going here. Now we'll do the dead carcasses. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's see what else we could have here. Let's work with spells. Okay, maybe you have something going on with your tongue with maybe somebody not wanting you to talk correctly, and maybe they put spells on you. This works for everybody listening here, so it's not just for, I think, Janice here, but everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, this would be hexes and spells. 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, well, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this is a Hexan spell. That could be done maybe by your parents or maybe somebody, maybe a school teacher telling you to, I guess the most harshest way would be to shut up. And each time that's being told to you, if that was ever told to you, they're putting like a hex or spell on you to be quiet. So we'll take that away here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's what somebody has done to you. Now let's reverse that. And maybe you got angry with somebody and you gave them like a tongue lashing, you know. And what does that do to you? Remember, you're bringing forth that energy out of your DNA, and, you know, it's coming out of your vocal cords to be transmitted to somebody, but you just stirred the pot up in yourself, and that pot has negativity with it. So I want you all to think of something where you maybe talk to somebody with disfavor, whatever that would be, and think of the issue. We're going to release that from you right now. Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, this is heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Let's do a timeline crash on this one here. So you all know what you did to somebody. We'll crash this timeline. So here we go. So again, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And that one's crashing now. That's a pretty quick timeline. Probably be done in about 5 minutes. I'll do another timeline for the same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's crashing. Another timeline, same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there's four of the same timeline crashing, different timelines. And you're probably feeling a little happier, only because you were hanging on to this energy maybe for your whole lifetime, and you had no way to get rid of it. And those timelines, remember, are still active instantly throughout your lifetime. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's very interesting. Very busy tongues we have. I am now feeling guilty because I was thinking about times when I've said horrible things to my mother when I was growing up. So I think I have to go crash some guilt timelines now. Oh, boy. So
we can do a guilt timeline crash here.
Oh, that would be good. Thank you.
And everybody else is feeling the same way here, especially if the person is not living. So here we go.
Yeah.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if the person isn't living, this could bring forth to you their emotional body automatically because that emotional body could be upset with you, and now it's having some forgiveness, okay? So if you do feel energy around you as I crash it here, it's probably that person's emotional body. So just food for thought for all of you here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, the thought is the dark side here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just so it's not cat food, you know, on that movie District 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'm going to do a timeline crash for people who are timid or afraid to speak up for their own beliefs, okay? There may be a couple of you out there who maybe are browbeaten, we'll say, are afraid to express themselves and might feel kind of compressed. So here we go. And maybe even depressed. So here we go. Let's get rid of the energies that people have stored inside of them for not speaking out or speaking up or expressing their own truth. Here we go. 1, timeline crash for this. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I guess one easy way to maybe view your life is to look upon your life as if this was the day that you died, okay? Let's just say that you died an hour ago, and you're looking back upon your whole lifetime. What did you do for yourself, okay? And most people would say, well, I did all this stuff for other people. But you're not here to live your life for other people. You're here to live it for your own self, to use your spirit with its creativity to work through you to do this creation of energy. So, unfortunately, the dark side wants us to believe that we're here to help other people, to heal other people. And basically, it's not like you're being selfish, you know. Like I said, look back upon your life, even right now, and what did you do for yourself up to now that made you feel good, that made you feel good because you're in the present moment of peace? So that's the whole process here, is to get into that flow of peace. And then, you know, you're going to have a much better life. So if you're one of those people that have to keep maybe trying to fix people or helping people all the time, you know, by all means, find some time for yourself so that you're able to, you know, feel good about yourself. So back to you, Carrie. Boy, our time is running out here. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it is. I didn't realize. Okay, let's see. We do have a lot of tongue comments. Tom is saying saliva galore. Saliva galore for me too.
Well, that because the tongue would have blocked energy, you couldn't secrete the energy from your tongue, which could be maybe a cause for digestive problems.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, so. Anyway, just an idea for everybody.
Yeah. Well, Janice is saying her tongue is operating better. There was some other... Okay, Janice is yawning. And my fast chat just conked out. Oh, here it is. Oh, and Amy is saying that she can taste her tongue now instead of alien waste. Thank you.
oh, geez.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah. And Tony is saying that his throat feels much better also. And Ren is saying very powerful. And I think that's the end of those. Oh, Kathy's mentioning suppressed speech. Perfect crash for me. So that's good. And several thank yous from people. So, yeah, let's have a look. It's 53. We probably got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we can talk. I'll be doing the Q&A this coming Friday. That'll be after the Station 2 program on BBS here. It's Station 2 would be at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. And this coming Saturday is the start of our marathon healing sessions. It's a four-hour ascension call. And then we have three back-to-back eight-hour Sundays. So that's a very good way to have 28 hours of healing your way. And you're on the light ship for a whole month as the light beings work with you. So maybe you're in quarantine getting these critters taken away. And we'll be concentrating probably on some of those. You can remind me, everybody, to take away some of the alien stuff, the little critters and the waste products. We can do a sample of that on Friday's show to just to show you what it's like if you don't know. And I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay. There was a question earlier from, I'm just quickly sliding back, from Aubriana about the scary movies. I can't quite get back to the question, but she was just saying that she tends to avoid those. And I think she was asking if we can have nightmares from watching, you know, those type of horror movies and abductions. So maybe we can close just talking about that for the last minute here, Ron.
Yeah, I'm sure that that could happen. For myself, I need to see them to see what's happening here. So I don't normally get too emotionally attached, and there is a lot of situations that I don't like watching, but I need to get like a heads up on it. But the ones that we've seen that I talked about, that possession, I guess, or something like that, one and two, it was pretty awful. I would not recommend that people go out and watch it, but if you have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And that's how entities can come in the room. Ghosts, for instance, we'll call it that, could be things that are very, very powerful, and that's what happens. And it could also be something going on a parallel lifetime, too. So that was another way of looking at it, and it just got filtered down here again. So things do are not as they appear to be all the time. And the only thing that's real is your spirit, and what's real is when you have your eyes closed, because everything around you could be a fabrication, a hologram brought to you in vivid technicolor by the darkness. So it's interesting, when I was traveling through different states, there are less stars here in Mount Shasta than there are elsewhere. And so it is very interesting to see the difference, you know, on a clear night. You know, clear night's a clear night, typically. So I did see a lot more stars elsewhere than here. So this timeline here in Mount Shasta, as we're getting rid of the aliens, there are probably less alien influences here from the stars and planets than there are elsewhere. And the ship clouds are probably a good indication of that. Because there's far less of them here than normal, than what used to be here. So anyway, thank you, Larry. I know you're listening, so nice show tonight. Appreciated you coming on. I'll say thank you, Carrie, and we'll see you guys later. Do you have anything to add, Carrie, before we sign off tonight?
No, just thanks, as always, Ron, for all the clearings and for helping us all so much. Appreciate it enormously.
Okay, everybody,
and we'll,
so enjoy.
See you on Friday.
Yep, we'll see you Friday. And you may want to do timeline crashings for, like we talked about earlier on this program, with maybe feeling disempowered by your spirit, spirit betrayal, we'll say, and or doing something where you maybe spoke out something or held your thoughts inside of yourself, beating yourself up, or maybe as you maybe put forth negative energy to somebody, or even positive energy. Remember, it's all the same. We prove that to you time and time again with the speaking good things or bad things. Good thoughts, bad thoughts are all the same energy, and we should not have them. We should be in peace energy versus the duality of judgment. So thank you, everybody. See you later. And blessings to all of you. And I'll energize the light beam. It'll be energized for the next 1 hour. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.